Good morning. The storm system that brought all of the heavy rain across interior New York and New England through the day yesterday continues to slide south of Long Island and east out into the open Atlantic. Still some pretty good rain going on this morning from about the state line with New York and New England points east, so most of New England will continue to see some rain through the morning period before drying out later. New York State will continue its drying trend that started during the pre-dawn hours and will even have more in the way of sunshine as we head toward lunchtime. With increasing sunshine, temperatures will push through the 60s and on up into the lower to mid-70s for afternoon highs. Where we continue to see the rain through the early part of the day, highs will be left in the 60s. As the storm system departs, some leftover energy and moisture may push a scattered shower or thunderstorm through parts of the region from north to south by mid to late afternoon. That same high pressure center will start to dominate our weather overnight tonight and clear things out quickly, and overnight lows will drop back into the 40s to lower 50s. This will bring us beautiful sunshine to start the weekend as the high crests overhead. We'll have a northwest breeze and mild temperatures with low humidity, highs on Saturday in the mid-70s. A weak disturbance heading our way on Sunday may touch off a scattered shower. Otherwise, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds on Father's Day with highs, again, in the middle 70s. Warmer air will flow in on Monday with highs around 80 under partly to mostly sunny skies, and this eventually will lead to a scattered shower or thunderstorm on Tuesday with highs staying in the upper 70s. Behind that system, we'll dry it out with a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday and Thursday and highs staying in the middle to upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from eastern North Carolina southward into the central Gulf Coast states, and also a slight risk of severe storms across northern and central parts of the High Plains. A mid-level trough will carry a frontal boundary through the southeast, down through the Florida Peninsula, and along the central Gulf Coast over the next couple of days, acting as a focus for thunderstorms through the period. This will particularly be so during the afternoon and evening hours, driven by daytime heating. Some of the storms could be severe, though, with strong winds and hail. And a deep cyclone will move from southwestern into south-central Canada today, driving a weak cold front through the northern plains and Great Lakes. This boundary should act as a focus for thunderstorm activity as it moves through the region, some of which could be severe as well. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Kindersley, Saskatchewan, Canada, at 11:31 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday. The last report of hail was at Charlotte, North Carolina, at 5:41 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 36 degrees, with a northeast wind at 28 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 34 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 55 degrees, the dew point 52, 90% relative humidity, and the barometer at 29.73 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at Truckee and Bodie State Park, both in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers, highs in the lower 70s, Boston rain near 70, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine and breezy with highs right around 70 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 59 degrees, the low 51. The average temperature, 55, that's 12 degrees below normal. 1.55 inches of rain in Albany yesterday, establishing a new daily record. The old record was 1.48 inches back in 1898. This brings the monthly total to 4.96 inches, which is 3.27 inches above normal, and 19.70 inches for the year, which is 3.23 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today is 78 degrees, the average low 56, the record high 96 set in 1892, and the record low 39 in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:35 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm this afternoon and highs in the mid-70s. mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-40s to lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain ending this morning, then breaks of sunshine with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible again this afternoon with highs in the lower to mid-70s, clearing tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm this afternoon and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers this morning, breaks of sunshine with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible again this afternoon with highs in the lower 70s. Clearing tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy and mild, low humidity in the mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday with a chance of showers, 75. On Monday, a mix of sun and clouds with highs near 80. A shower or thunderstorm possible Tuesday in the upper 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds for Wednesday and Thursday in the middle to upper 70s. For WAMC, have a great weekend. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.